This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Katie Pribble, who's in charge of the pilot community programs for AOPA, to find out more about the new regional fly-ins that have replaced the annual AOPA summit. The first of the fly-ins in San Marcos, Texas, was held last week, and there are six more to go. Okay, thanks for talking to us today, Katie. So I guess to start out, why don't you tell us how things went in San Marcos with the first of the fly-ins?
Oh, we had a great time in San Marcos. We're very happy, especially with the attendance and the amount of engagement we had with our members and also non-members. We had the first regional fly-in in San Marcos, as you know, on April 26th. We had some morning IFR conditions, but despite that, we had 349 airplanes fly in, and we parked 1,131 cars, which brought more than 2,600 attendees to the first of our seven fly-ins. So we were very pleased with that. As you know, at general aviation airports, you're often challenged with space, so having space to park vehicles, park airplanes, and that sort of thing. So we are pleased. San Marcos was a great airport to do our first fly-in because it did have ample ramp space and ample parking. We found that because of the IFR conditions, many of the airplanes that had registered to fly in, we had well over 600 airplanes registered to fly in, ended up driving. So we are very happy that we were able to accommodate and park all those vehicles and adjust for that last minute.
Well, one thing I was curious about, I noticed that you did have some programming the day before the actual fly-in. Are there arrangements for accommodations for pilots, or how is that working?
Right. So we this year we did a Rusty Pilots program the night before. And while we aren't reserving room blocks for pilots or members, we are providing them information on local hotels and that sort of thing, both on the website and in emails that we send out in advance for those that are registered.
Oh, okay. So there's plenty of places available nearby for them to stay if they want to?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So so I'm wondering what you have in the works going forward. Are you thinking about expanding them at all or adding any new things or just going along with what you had originally planned?
Well, for right now, and we were going to go with the original seven fly-ins that we planned for this year. Of course, after each one of these, there's always lessons learned and things we can incorporate to make it an even better experience for our members. And we do that after each fly-in. We do a very good debrief and talk about all the different elements of the fly-in and make sure that we incorporate those lessons learned. But for now, we'll plan on the six remaining that we have. The next one is in Indianapolis on the 31st, and the registrations for that are tracking right along with San Marcos. And so we were really looking forward to being in Indy, again, doing the pancake breakfast in the morning and free lunch for members in the afternoon. And, of course, we'll have seminars throughout. We're going to do the Rusty Pilots program again on Friday. So we're looking forward to it. Our members responded very well. They were happy. The exhibitors were very pleased by the quality of attendee. They were much busier than they had even expected. And so we were very pleased with that. The exhibitors told us the attendees were high quality and the exhibit tent was much busier than they had expected. Many reported high interest and strong sales and said that they were really looking forward to joining us at future events. And we do, for exhibitors, we are running a special promotion for those that are joining us at all six of the regional fly-ins. They can come and exhibit with us for free at the AOPA Homecoming fly-in here in Frederick on October 4th.
Oh, okay. And about how many exhibitors did you have? I know it's not anything comparable to what the summit used to have, but can you give me a sense of how many booths and what kind of people were being represented?
Yeah, so we had, the number, we had about 40 exhibitors and over 30 on static display.
Oh, okay. So it was the usual, like Garmin and Cessna and, you know, things like that?
Yep, Garmin was outside and static. Inside, we had 4Flight and Jeppesen and Lockheed. NORAD was there. And some others even had the San Marcos Convention and Visitors Bureau was there. And outside we had some brokers and other manufacturers. Like I said, Cirrus was outside. We had Eclipse Aircraft and some others. Cessna Pilot Society was there. And so it was a great mix of exhibitors and static. We were really pleased with it.
Okay. Now, I know the main function of these is for you to interact with your members, but what about pilots who aren't members?
We also market to non-members. So we market specifically. We send out emails to both members, non-members, and lapsed pilots to bring them, encourage them, and welcome them back into aviation. So we market and encourage attendance by all of those groups. Oh, okay. We also had, you notice if you were actually there at the event, you would have noticed a lot of families, young families, baby strollers. It was really, it was a family event. And we were really pleased and excited about all the kids that were running around and the families that joined us on Saturday, which is exactly our thought. You know, we really wanted, we know that our pilots are going out, members are going out, and going flying on Saturday. We wanted to give them a reason and a place to go on Saturday, which is why we moved to this regional event format. And it gives us an opportunity to see a greater mix of our members from regions all over the country that we weren't able to reach like we did when we had our annual convention. So it's a really great opportunity to reach more of our members and a great one-day event where families can bring their entire families or pilots can bring friends. We've encouraged our members to bring a non-pilot friend or even a non-member.
So do you see this as the format you're going to stick with going forward, or is it too soon to make that decision?
We are very excited about it. We were very pleased with how San Marcos went, and we look forward to doing many more of these in the future.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.